And in many cases, I've had people say to me, why doesn't the president do, you know, an Oval Office address where we can sort of see his heart on these issues when it comes to racial injustice, when it comes to the fear that people have that the coronavirus is coming back, that it is emerging in places that people hoped it would not emerge at this point. They want a connection with the president that in many ways they feel they're not getting. And we're seeing it in a lot of this polling that we're seeing. So regardless of the fact that you can list things that you feel make the case, the connection with what people are seeing and understanding appears to be slipping.
Well, the polls are about horse race numbers, and let's be fair. These polls are precisely where I think they would be right now, in that when you look at the New York Times state race polls, they're both within a few points of each other, and they're both under 50% by and large. Now, if you look at a state like Wisconsin, which Donald Trump won, is the first Republican to win it since 1984 last time. Hillary all but ignored it. The methodology the New York Times used this time was fundamentally different. The Republican versus Democratic self-identification was 1 point different last time. Now it was plus +7 Democratic. That's important, Martha, because if you're a Democrat, you're going to be over 85-90% for Joe Biden. Same thing with Republicans. So if your sample is 7 points shy of what it was last time, right, that's going to affect the polls. But Joe Biden's not above 50% for a very significant reason. He hasn't made a compelling case.
All right, so you're saying you don't believe these polls.
Invite more disruption. No, I didn't say that, Martha. I did not say that. I just said the polls are where I would expect them to be right now, but that we have to look at the methodology.
Okay.
The polls are where they were when I took over as campaign manager in August 2016 in this way. Both Hillary and Trump and Biden and Trump are usually below 50% and within a few points of each other in these states. I expect that. Now, in terms of the president making it a connection, you know, he's the one out there every single day. He's the most transparent, available president. And I think when people look at the progress report and hear his vision for the future, he should go out. I think he should hold peace talks at Camp David. Why not? Domestic peace talks. I'm all for the president addressing this, but he has again and again. He addressed George Floyd's murder for the first time down at NASA. It got very little coverage. People just always want it to be the word and the semicolon where they think it should be, where you have to look at what we're trying to do to bring the country together. Listen, we are founded on and liberty and justice for all, but the words that precede that are important too. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we're trying to focus on all
absolutely
of that.
So I think the president should present himself as a healthcare president.
Yes, he should present himself as a healthcare president, jobs, not mobs. He should talk about that he built an economy that allowed us to sustain all through the global pandemic that we are still dealing with in some of these states. But that that's why we made the coronavirus task force available today for about an hour and a half press briefing. So we're out there.